KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In the Girls State Soccer Championships yesterday, first round action held in all three classes. In Class 1A play, it was Davenport Assumption eliminating Tri-Center 7-0. Tri-Center ends their season with a 13-5 record. Iowa City Regina knocked out St. Albert by a 2-1 final. St. Albert ends the year at 14-8. Waterloo Columbus beats Center Point Urbana 1-0 in penalty kicks. Nevada over Gilbert 5-0. Those winners advancing. In 2A quarterfinals, Lewis Central picked up a win in first round play 5-0 over Winterset Earlham. They'll move on to play Waverly Shellrock in the semifinals in 2A today. Waverly Shellrock was a 2-0 winner over North Scott. Also, Bishop Elon Catholic beat ADM Van Meter 1-0 and Pella over Newton 4-1. In 3A quarterfinals yesterday, Ankeny Centennial 7-0 over Sioux City East. Waukee beat Dubuque Hempstead in double overtime 3-2. Iowa City West over Pleasantville 3-0. Cedar Rapids Kennedy 3-2 winners over West Des Moines Valley in quarterfinal play. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced its all-district soccer squads, and here's a look at some of the area participants, players who were honored. In Class 1A in the West District, the first teamers include from Underwood, Alexis Morales Foote and Haley James, from Trainer, Anna Ralphs, Mackenzie White, and Taylor Sudman. Also from St. Albert, Celine Helton, Caitlin Pierce, Kaylin Weddingle, Mary Casson, and Nicole Hildebrand. Also from West Central Valley, Nottoway Valley, Adair Casey, Haley Gross, a first-team selection. And from Tri-Center, Hannah Larson, Megan Marsh, Sam Brick, and Tilly Heim, all were first-team picks. Second-team selections to the 1A West squad include trainers Brooklyn Hauser and Bailey Ruby. From Underwood, Brooke Cooper. From Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey, Josie Oakletree, and Christina Boss. From St. Albert, Chloe Neeson and Emily Casson. Also from AHSTW, Jana Olson and Jordan Holtz were first-team picks. Missouri Valley's Natalie Haynes also was a second-team selection. They were all second-team picks. In Class 2A West District, the first-team picks include Lewis Central's Allie Demeterko, along with Anna Billick, Kaylee Putnam, Kelsey McSorley, Susie McDonald. Also, Riley Spann of Glenwood was a first-team selection. Second-team picks include Denison's Caitlin Lee and Alex Moore, Glenwood's Natalie Shearer and Chandler Sullivan. From Harlan, Haley Arkfeld and Mercedes Mayberry. Also, the District Coach of the Year in 2A was Lewis Central's Chris Von Mend, who is leading his team into the semifinals of the state soccer championships today. Well, the Iowa High School Golf Coaches Association announced their all-state golf selections for this past year. In boys action, in Class 2A, first-team picks include Will Babcock, Reed Cobb, and George Appleseth. They're all from Panorama. Second-team selections include Carlton Ron of Clarinda, Ryan Photo of Kemper Catholic, Seth Saveda of Missouri Valley, and Stephen Martin of Shenandoah. 3A boys include second-team pick Kobe Rhodes of Glenwood. In girls, in Class 1A, Tessa Shields of Mount Air and Abby Schaefer of Mount Air, both were first-team selections. Also in Class 2A, Allie Anderson of Trainer was a first-team pick. Her teammates, Kayla Chapman, Madeline Ditchler, and Randy Robinson were all second-team selections. In Class 3A, Atlantic's Brooke Newell and Aaron Olson were first-team selections in Class 3A. And second-team picks include Alyssa Ginther of Atlantic, along with McKenna Ludwig of Kemper Catholic. In Class 4A, Madison Hansen, Ashton Carter of Creston, and Sarah Sweeney of Carroll were second-team selections. In high school softball last night, Hawkeye 10 conference play, it was Atlantic sweeping a doubleheader from Shenandoah at home. Atlantic winning 13-1 in the opener and then taking the nightcap by a 10-0 final. Also, a little side note on that game as well, because these are the things you don't hear about a lot. In addition to the actual action on the field, the Shenandoah players were wearing ribbons in their hair. Those ribbons were made by the Atlantic players. They made those in honor of Kinsey Rooker, the young cross-country runner who was killed in a traffic accident earlier this week down in the Shenandoah area. Also in Hawkeye 10 conference play last night, girls softball, it was Harlan defeating Clarinda 12-0 in the first game of a doubleheader. Clarinda took the nightcap 15-14. St. Albert beat Red Oak 4-3. Red Oak beat St. Albert 19-6 as they split a doubleheader. It was Lewis Central 10-3 over Glenwood in the first game of a doubleheader. Glenwood wins 10-8 in the second game. Creston swept a pair from Kemper Catholic 6-3 and 1-0. Denison over Charter Oak Ute 9-7. Western Iowa Conference, Trainer beat Griswold 13-1. Missouri Valley over Underwood 8-0. Logan Magnolia over AHSTW 12-0. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills over Nishnabotna 12-0. Also in the Corner Conference, Essex defeats Cam 12-7. Pride of Iowa Conference action saw Lenox beat Bedford 15-5 and East Union over Southwest Valley 12-2. In boys baseball last night in the Hawkeye 10, it was Atlantic defeating Shenandoah 5-3. Harlan over Clarinda 14-4. St. Albert edging Red Oak 8-7. Lewis Central got by Glenwood 8-7. In the Western Iowa Conference, Trainer a winner over Griswold 4-2. Audubon beat IKM Manning 5-2. Tri-Center over Riverside 15-4. Missouri Valley 5-1 winners over Underwood. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Glidden-Ralston beat Arweva 8-6 in 8 innings. Coon Rapids Baird over Des Moines Christian 4-3. In the Corner Conference, Cam over Essex 15-0. It was Nishnabotna beating Fremont Mills 12-1. Stanton over Clarinda Academy 21-3. Pride of Iowa action saw Bedford beat Lenox in 12 innings, 10-8. Also, Nottoway Valley over Mount Airy in a 9-inning game, 3-2 with the final. And it was Earlham sweeping a pair from Guthrie Center last night at 11-4 and 14-7. Were the scores in those games last evening. In Major League Baseball action last night, Yadier Molina's bases-loaded single snapped an eighth-inning tie, and the St. Louis Cardinals reached a season high by beating the Cincinnati Reds 3-2, taking yet another series in their lopsided National League Central rivalry. Molina's third hit of the game sent St. Louis to its fourth victory in five games. The Cardinals are a season-high 4 games over 500. They're tied with the Pirates for second place, but they're 10 games back of the Cubs. St. Louis took 2 of 3, and they've won 18 of their last 22 series with Cincinnati. The Cardinal who got booed the loudest in Cincinnati was in the middle of another comeback. His one-out single off of Ross Ohlendorf put St. Louis up 3-2 and drew jeers. Molina has been booed regularly at the Great American Ballpark since a brawl that started between him and Brandon Phillips back in 2010. A couple of other National League games saw Colorado beat Pittsburgh 11-5, the Mets over Milwaukee 5-2. In the American League, Texas over Houston 5-3, the Yankees beat the Angels 6-3, Baltimore over Toronto 6-5, Cleveland 5-3 over Seattle. In interleague play, Chicago White Sox beat Minnesota 3-1, beat Washington, 3-1. Miami beat Minnesota by a score of 10-3. Kansas City pitcher Yordano Ventura has been suspended 9 games, and Baltimore third baseman Manny Machado has been penalized 4 games after their brawl earlier this week. Major League Baseball also fined each player an undisclosed amount on Thursday. Ventura and Machado both have appealed their suspensions. They can continue to play until that process is complete. Ventura hit Machado in the back with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball in the fifth inning Tuesday night in Baltimore. Machado charged the mound and punched Ventura in the head as the bench is emptied. The Orioles played last night in Toronto. The Royals will next play this evening in Chicago against the White Sox. Well, the Philadelphia Phillies have selected California high school outfielder Mickey Moniak with the number one pick in the Major League Baseball draft. Moniak from La Costa Canyon High School in South Carlsbad is the first prep outfielder to be taken overall since Tampa Bay drafted Delmon Young in 2003. It's the first time the Phillies have led off the draft since they took Miami slugger Pat Burrell in 1998. The left-handed hitting Moniak is 6'2 and 190 pounds and is considered a five-tool talent. Tennessee third baseman Nick Senzel went second to Cincinnati, giving the Reds a slugger who might someday provide some pop in the middle of their lineup. Senzel is the Volunteers' highest-drafted player, surpassing Todd Helton, who went eighth overall in 1995. Atlanta took high school right-hander Ian Anderson to round out the top three. And number four, Colorado went with fireballing Kansas high school right-hander Riley Pint. The 6'4", 210-pound St. Thomas Aquinas High School star throws a fastball that sits in the mid-90s but can crank it up to around 100. Louisville outfielder Corey Ray was the fifth pick to Milwaukee. Florida left-hander A.J. Puck, who was in the mix for the number one pick, went sixth overall to Oakland. Well, the San Jose Sharks are going home, still very much alive in the Stanley Cup Final, thanks to their goaltender, Martin Jones. He stopped 44 shots, Logan Couture had a goal and 2 assists, and the Sharks avoided elimination by hanging on for a 4-2 win over the Pittsburgh Penguins in a chippy Game 5 in Pittsburgh last night. Melker Carlson, Brent Burns, and Captain Joe Pavelski also scored for the Sharks, who cut the Penguins' series lead to 3-2. The Penguins outshot the Sharks 46-21, but Jones was a virtual wall between the pipes for the Sharks. He stopped the final 42 shots that he faced. In the series, Jones has faced 179 shots in five games. Game six will be Sunday in San Jose. Iowa State senior linebacker Jordan Harris, a Mississippi native, announced Thursday that he intends to play his final season at a school closer to home as a graduate transfer. Harris's departure is a big blow to the Cyclone defense, which ranked 97th in the country last season with 32.7 points allowed per game. Harris played two seasons at Copiah Lincoln Community College in Mississippi. He sat out his first season at Iowa State as a redshirt before starting all 12 games in 2015. Harris had 70 tackles last season and was expected to anchor the middle of the Cyclone defense. A publisher and college football prognosticator, Phil Steele, says while another 12-0 regular season may be too much to ask for, the Iowa Hawkeyes are the favorites in the Big Ten West heading into this coming fall season. Iowa returns six starters on offense and seven on defense from a team that made an unlikely run to the Rose Bowl. The addition of Michigan and Penn State will make the schedule tougher, but Steele says it is still manageable.
You look at the road games this year for Iowa. While they have five Big Ten road games, they come against teams that had a total Big Ten record last year of 10-30. All five had did not have a winning record in the Big Ten, total combined 10-30. That means all the tough games, the Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Northwestern, they're all at home. I always got the schedule where I could see even see them being favored in every game. I don't think they're going to repeat 12-0, but I do think they repeat as a Big Ten West champ, provided they get that big test against Nebraska at the end of the season.
Steele says the most impressive part of Iowa's unbeaten run was the number of key injuries they were forced to overcome last year. He says with C.J. Beathard entering his second season as the starting quarterback, the offense will make even more progress.
You know, I thought he came in, he'd be a little bit of a gunslinger, throw some interceptions, only five interceptions last year. I could tell you NFL scouts are looking at this guy. You look at the offensive line, looks solid. I like Boone Myers and Sean Welsh up front. The receiving core is more veteran than last year. They returned the top guy in Vandenberg. And on the defensive side of the ball, love what they have up the middle.
Steele says losses to Michigan State in the Big Ten Championship and Stanford in the Rose Bowl will provide motivation for the new season, which begins at home on September 3rd, Hawks hosting Miami of Ohio. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.